The BC Revolution is over. I've said this before, and I want to re-emphasize it again. There's progress, but there's no longer innovation. Despite all the activity, the beef industry is stagnant. There hasn't been any significant innovation or platform for over 10 years. Now, for some of you who have seen this slide before, bear with me, but those who have not, let me show you how obvious this is. You chart the major platform, the major platform introductions in the last 20 years. You see these incredibly innovative platforms, these great platforms in the early ages of the PC industry, from Apple, Commodore, Atari, Amiga, of course. And then sometime in the early 90s, something happened to this industry. And it's obvious. What happened is innovation got killed. It got stifled by a few dominant standards. We went into, I think, what people will consider the dark ages. When we look back. But there's no revolution. People kept on making, basically, constrained evolution. Faster CPUs are not evolutionary. Faster graphics are not evolutionary. You pretty much can do the same thing today that you could do with a PC 5, 6, 7 years ago. This is why the media community has held on. I believe that it's held on because there's been nothing better out there. There's been nothing exciting. You're here because you believe in true innovation. And what was offered was nothing. But even though the PC architecture has run its course, it will not penetrate any further than it possibly has already. It is not going to change people's lives any more significantly than it already has. They have failed on the promise to truly and fully enable the information revolution, the information era. There is a PC revolution. There is a computer revolution on the horizon. There is momentum for the next generation of computing devices. These are devices that will significantly change the world. They will change the way we act every single day. And that revolution is out there, about to happen. We are here to lead this new revolution. That's what we are here to do. The whole industry has lost its way. We need to help lead the industry out of this dark period. I view Amiga as a shining light leading the industry from constrained evolution back to truly innovative revolution. That's what excites me. That's what we're here to do. I'm talking about truly changing the world. And I don't know if people get that, really, truly understand it. You can sit here and you can think about it. I'm not sure if all of you can taste it. When we're talking about changing the life and the way people live, every person that you know, we're talking about being able to say to people, 1, 2, 3 years from now, you know what? That's what. Talking about not having to take phones to microphones. We take phones to microphones. Think about that. Okay. But effectively know. And several years from now, being able to look back and tell people, you know what, I was part of it. I didn't give up. I was part of the team, the group, the community that drove to change the world. That's what I'm talking about. It's significant. And if you don't believe we can do this, then you probably shouldn't be in this And I believe we can do this. We can change the world. We can rise again as an amazing force in this industry. The question is, do you believe it?
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Revolutionary shift.
And that's what's going to happen going into the future. We are a small revolutionary company right now. And the media community is a revolutionary army, in my opinion. One that can lead the new computer revolution. It is innovative, heroic, resilient, passionate. It is the most interesting community I have ever met. In this short period of time, in the last 5 months, I have met more interesting and exciting people than I have met in the previous 5-7 years in the PC industry. You are a great...
platform. My goal is to make
Amiga, a significant force in the industry again, to drive a revolution that allows us to be a significant force. But we must play by a new set of rules to succeed. We must really look. I put this a couple of times up, the definition of revolutionary. A lot of people talk about it. I'm not sure if everybody understands what it means and what it takes to truly be revolutionary. We're constituting or bringing about a major or fundamental change in the way of thinking about or visualizing something, a fundamental change, a paradigm shift. I got two emails when we made the Linux announcement. A few thousand, I mean. Let me tell you, I have three emails that said, Linux isn't revolutionary. And you know what my response is? I agree. Linux isn't revolutionary. Neither is Unix, neither is DOS. And we definitely know Windows NT is not. The future is not about just another operating system. It is not about a faster CPU. It is not about a larger hard drive or slightly faster graphics. Does 20% faster make something revolutionary? Does 10% more efficient? We spend, I don't know, thousands of posts to talk about something that may be 10% more efficient. Does that make it revolutionary? No. We will fail. We do need to have a good foundation, but we need to think about what we're doing. You know what I would like to do?
Get rid of this phone and
start
with the microphone.
No. What I'd like to do, instead of putting in my own words, I'll tell you, there was a post that I was very impressed with on the newsgroup. It was posted on comstockbiz.media.biz. And it was posted by an Amigan who had read our stuff, who posted about 2-3 pages. And it was the most compelling description of our vision I've ever seen. It's better than I could write it, I'll tell you that. We took it and we posted it on our bulletin boards too, but it came from Jarno Vanderlinden. He's a 25-year-old PhD student in New Zealand in the field of computer graphics. And he wrote, I really encourage people to read this. I think we have copies of it.
Yes.
Encourage people to read it. I don't think we said who it's from, but just keep in mind it's from the student. And I won't read the whole thing because it takes about 10 minutes, but I will read just one piece. I can go through it. At the end he says, putting the hardware and software together is not the revolution. The revolution is a fundamental change in how we think about computing and computers. Amiga are providing us and the rest of the world with the tools that allow this change to happen. The revolution is what people are going to do with the tools. You, me, Carlos, everyone else in Amiga, we are the revolutionaries. Open the door. Break down the barriers. Release the chain. Join the world. Computing will no longer be a sacred place to pilgrimage or holy altar locked up in the shrine. The shrine stuff comes earlier, but anyway. It will be anywhere you are, and this is the revolution. If that's what the type of thinking that we need to understand, we can't simply define another traditional platform. This will not drive the next computing revolution. There's no room for another platform based on incremental change. I will not push a MeToo platform. We must do something that truly, truly is revolutionary and changes the world, which means we have to open up our minds and look at what it is that he can do. And I will explain a little bit. I will explain about what we think is a revolutionary new environment. You need an operating environment. It's a revolutionary pervasive computing environment. If you look at computers in a traditional way, you'll never define a revolutionary platform. You'll never see it. You'll never see the future. What you need to define is a whole new way of looking at this. The major operating environment includes powerful new programming structures, scalable architectures and distributed computing, intrinsic networking and internet access, exciting technology for the enthusiasts coupled with easy user interfaces for people who want to do simple things, powerful multimedia hardware support that will be required even in the simplest devices to give people an experience that they can't get today in simple devices. Before I explain more about this environment, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Amiga object. It's a powerful building block for a revolutionary new environment. It's a powerful software structure. It allows easy integration of technology. There's an incredible amount of technology out in the world today. Great emerging technology. There are companies that are putting thousands of man-years into creating technology. They're not quite sure what to do with them. What we're doing is we have spent time to investigate and find the best technology in the world. And we have come up with a unique way, a revolutionary way of integrating these technologies. The Amiga object encapsulates hardware and software functionality, creates a homogeneous environment across various computing devices, has intrinsic networking capabilities, the powerful software object, and you'll get to understand more as I go through some scenarios to show you how it's used. But what I think is, the blowing ball, which has become a symbol of Amiga innovation, when originally launched, it represented the powerful graphics and sound that the Amiga had. If you want to resurrect that, once again, use the blowing ball to symbolize revolutionary new Amiga characteristics. You want to use the blowing ball to symbolize this new, powerful Amiga object, and people will recognize it as such as we go into the future. So let's talk about this environment. Let's go back to this vision of the future. Now, this is a home, but it could be an office. Just stick to one vision so we can keep it clear. Now, in this home, obviously, we would like every device in the house to be an Amiga-compatible device. Okay? You look at it from wireless tablets to multimedia computers, to DVDs, to digital TVs, to set-top boxes, to terminals that sit in different parts of the house, anywhere throughout the house where you're integrating, converging digital types of information, functions, technology. You would like to be an Amiga-compatible device. But more importantly, if you look at our Amiga office architecture, each one of these devices can basically be broken into or looked at as just a combination of Amiga objects. So if you look at the Amiga object, you would have, as an example, display objects or window objects, MA2 objects, storage objects, TV tuner objects. You would have all the major functions of any computer or computing device or information appliance all described in these very powerful objects that are intrinsically networked together. They don't really care where they're at. They just know that they're there in the environment. So look at what an environment looks like. Now, instead of looking at it like this, let's twist it. Because remember, I want people to remember revolutionary, fundamental change in the way of thinking about or visualizing something. Let's look at this environment a little bit differently. Let's look at it as one big virtual computer, with all the objects just being parts, functions within this virtual computer. These objects happen to software, hardware, functionality, anywhere that it exists in this environment. That's what we call it, an environment. It means an operating environment. You can consider it like the top-level operating system that runs this virtual computer. This is a revolutionary, powerful environment. You know, it's not just a neat architecture. It's an architecture for the future. It's an architecture for pervasive computing, where the computing device is connected everywhere. This is the future. And this is an optimal architecture for the future world. This is what will give us the potential to tap into billions, hundreds of millions of devices. Now, don't expect people to understand it first time through. Because sometimes the concepts are, you know, either they're complex or they're simple, but when you first see them, you don't completely understand exactly how powerful they can be. So I'll step through some scenarios. The simplest one, of course, okay. I missed the slide. I forgot to talk about that. But anyway, this indicates the fact that throughout the house, all the computing devices which are in the house are simply a window into this operating environment and resources for the operating environment. So let's look at something simple. Playing 3D games on the MPC. Now this is a pretty simple function. Because everything you need to play that 3D game is on that multimedia computer. So basically, it's a very primitive subset of the environment, but it's part of the environment. The objects that you need, things like the 3D graphics engine, the things like the hard drive, are all within the MPC, are all within one computer. And it will be an impressive and powerful computer. Okay, but let's look at something a little bit more complex, or I should say, in the environment. What about something like using the media operating environment to watch TV on a wireless tablet? Now, I'm just thinking functions. The point is, when you find out, as we get through this, you can do anything. But I'll pick a function. How do you watch TV on a wireless tablet? Well, what happens is, the wireless tablet itself, which is the appliance that's indicated up there, has options up here, displaying controls that run on the wireless tablet. But it needs other parts of the environment to get everything, to give it a robust capability. The TV tuner may not be on the wireless tablet, probably won't be. The TV tuner may be in a set-top box, or maybe in the MPC. It doesn't really matter. The objects don't care. Remember, they're intrinsic. They just live in the environment. They don't care where they're located. You know, it may be storage devices on the computer. It may be the hard drive, because what you want to do is you may want to have a digital VCR. You may be able, you want to be able to only watch the shows you want to watch, to do time shifting, as it become popular in the future. You may want to pull up an electronic programming guide, but where do you get information? You get it off the internet. So it may use the browser capability or the internet connection capability of the MPC to get to the internet, and then to get information off the internet, even real-time video for playback. The key is, it doesn't matter. In our environment, this is very simple to do. It's extremely simple to program. It's pulling together objects which are available throughout the environment. Now, first, this is a different way of looking at things. It may be a little bit, at first it may look a little complex, but as you start piecing together the power of what you can do in this environment and how natural it is as a pervasive computing environment that people are seeing as the emerging revolution is most important. Anything you can think of, internet browsers, music players. Imagine that you go to you take your tablet, you want to go into the bedroom, you want to listen to a CD. You want to get internet, radio off the internet. You want to get to the internet and browse stocks and make a stock trade. You want to make a stock trade off your digital TV. You want to make it off an internet appliance on the countertop. You want to do it off the MCP. It doesn't matter. It all works exactly the same. It's got the exact same interface. Anybody who sees the Amiga ball will feel comfortable that I know exactly what to do because it all works the same way. Here's one I thought of, changing TV channels from across the world. I don't know if you have the same problem in Europe, but In the U.S., between fountains, there's always a little bit of a battle as to who has the TV control. The remote control. I think it's kind of an indication of power in the relationship. So, you no longer need to forfeit your position when you're not home. You can say, honey, I have a chance, but I'm still taking the chance. Meet objects all over the world, and now basically they will proliferate throughout the world. These objects will be everywhere. People will be able to tap into them anywhere. But there's no boundaries. We've created no boundaries. Remember, the internet is part of this extended environment. People will talk about an environment, not a computer. They'll talk about, oh, I use an Amiga. I have an Amiga home, Amiga environment. But let's bring it down so you understand a little bit. How do we implement this? Basically, if you look at some of the hardware devices. Well, your typical computer has a standard operating system kernel and API. It's got some kind of powerful native application environment that the MPC will have. It'll be a kind of powerful computing capability. Unique architecture, efficient and powerful operating system. For rich developers, user interface, but also a robust or an easy-to-use interface for the common person. Really, part of what we've added is this information appliance, the Amiga object type of environment that allows the virtual computer to be built. Easy information appliance interface, a revolutionary software structure that piece all this together. So we're going to be offering it to start in multiple configurations in the MPC. Obviously, just the basic box is mostly the same, and maybe export at the same time. You can do whatever you want with it. People will want power and expandability and any configuration you can think of. I think one thing I've learned about the Amiga community is no matter what configuration you give them, they want something else. So, we'll give you building blocks to get what you want. Now let's look at extending that. If you look at how we extend our operating environment, not only on the MPC, but on a wireless tablet or a PDA, what you'll see is that the actual Amiga object environment, this information appliance environment, here, here, and here, is common. It's portable. It runs on anything. That's the goal. Run on anything that runs Java, basically. Very, very easy. Anything that's Amiga compatible, any machine, any CPU, any architecture, that piece of the environment will run. And that's very important. And then, on the kind of left-hand side here, we have the native environment for these devices, which can be flexible. What we want to do is we want this to proliferate, right? So what do we need to do? We need to make something that we can go to companies, huge companies that are going to be driving this next generation of emerging information appliances or computing devices. The Sony, the Philips, the Toshiba, you know, the Hitachi, even the Gateway. We need to give them something that can easily port. We want the Amiga phone calls to proliferate, the objects to proliferate throughout the world. So we do have a very portable part of the environment, and then we do have the multimedia computer part of the environment for the powerful multimedia devices that fit into this environment. This is why we've been talking about now the Linux-Java combination. They're both very important. They're both emerging technologies, I believe, that will drive the industry. And they're both going to contribute to our environment. Now, one of the things that I've just described, obviously our environment, how it works. It's hard to describe everything in detail, but gives you enough to show you a picture. And I hope that what you see, looking at this picture, looking at all these different pieces, looking at this virtual computer, I hope what you see is boy, we've been focused maybe a little bit on the wrong stuff. You know, maybe it's not so important to focus on the last 5% of CPU bandwidth. What we need to focus on is how everything fits together. A revolutionary architecture that enables, turns on a revolution. But one thing I want to keep, I want to make sure that I'm clear about. That we still cannot disclose everything. We can't publicly come out and say, let me show you every strategic element that we're working on. So there's some things that we need to keep close because our competition wants to know what we're doing. There are still some elements of our environment that are extremely revolutionary. Elements of how all these objects pull together. Elements of how our internet and the objects work together. Elements of how we're going to create an environment where these objects will proliferate, will explode throughout the world. Combining the strategy, not just technology. We have to combine technology, industry dynamics, marketing, everything into a plan that is going to drive a revolution. It's not an easy thing. So I already, in some ways, made me feel a little bit uncomfortable that we've actually disclosed this much. You know, how much we've disclosed is very unique. If you look at other corporations, what they're working on, and we've all worked, many of us, in other corporations and executives, they would never disclose this much publicly. I feel compelled, though, to disclose more than I would being in other corporations, because the immediate community has waited so long. It's been so painful to wait that long. That we're going to disclose as much as we can, we have to realize that we're going to keep some things close to our vest. There are still some things that when you do see them, and you'll see them in 3 to 4 months, you'll say, that is brilliant. That is going to bring us, that's going to make us an industry force again. These new computing devices, whatever you call them, are going to outship PCs. People realize how important that statement is. They're going to be computing more computing devices, these information appliances, these powerful computing devices that will go from powerful to simple, but they will outship PCs in the year 2002. I want people not to talk about going to be in a computer. I want to talk to people who talk about Amiga environments. My home is an Amiga environment. My office is an Amiga environment. But people buy nothing but Amiga compatible devices within the home. Powerful game machines, multimedia computers, wireless tablets. See, that's the only way they're going to get this revolutionary, completely integrated environment. And that, what that's going to do is we've melded together the most amazing emerging market along with our strategy and our plan to give us an opportunity to proliferate, to actually become an amazing part of the industry again. Because you can't do this just by coming out with a platform and saying, hey, we've got a computer too. You think you can do that, it's very difficult. What will happen is, imagine that both in the new devices, when you make your appliances, and then spilling over, and categories blur because they will, people will do more in the area. And I'll tell you, people, when you get a standard that is not like the PC standard that's exciting, people will do so much with it. What basically is going to happen is we are going to take off in both categories, and we are going to become a significant part of the industry. It's a great opportunity. The timing is excellent. Let me summarize. If anybody can sleep, you wake them up. There is a new computer revolution on the horizon. The industry is ready for a change. People are looking for it. People are in a frenzy to find it. The Amiga will rise again, and we will rise this revolution. We will march on the industry. We will march on the large companies that will fumble trying to figure out how do I try to control this, but won't have the innovation, won't have the passion, won't have the drive. The revolution is not driven by money. It never has been. It's driven by passion. It's driven by people who will drive the computing revolution. And every single one of you will be critical to building momentum. Don't think of yourself as, I'm a vegan, I have a computer. No, you are a revolutionary army. Maybe there's 100,000 of us. But if each person goes out and convinces, evangelizes, educates, two or three people, there'll be 200,000 or 300,000 of us. And if those people go out and convince and evangelize and educate two or three people, there will be millions of them overnight. But we will be an unstoppable revolutionary army driving a revolution, driving the next generation, taking back innovation, saying that there is more to the world than the stagnant PC era that we have today. We can do that. We will drive the computing revolution, and I need each one of you to help drive the momentum. This is the greatest computer community.